and her husband has his first court appearance in Minneapolis. Our Stacey Lynn has the latest.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit and shackles, 57-year-old Vance Belter was escorted into the courtroom by U.S. Marshals. After stating he cannot afford an attorney, the judge said he'll be appointed a federal defender and set a preliminary hearing for June 27th. He was arrested last night after the largest manhunt in the state's history. He's been charged with 4 counts of murder and is being held on a $5 million bond.
The FBI says the suspect had gone to the homes of 2 other Minnesota lawmakers. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says political violence is at an all-time high.
It is a frightening time we are living in. Political violence is prevalent, and the way we talk to and about each other has raised the temperature to unfathomable levels. We cannot continue on this way.
Rescue teams in West Virginia are still searching for at least 2 missing people. It's after a weekend of flash flooding that killed at least 6. The governor says at least 60 homes were impacted. Our Tom Hansen is in the city of Fairmont.
This is an incredibly mountainous area. There are a lot of high peaks, a lot of low valleys. All of that water has to go somewhere. And I can tell you right now, the ground that I'm standing on is incredibly saturated. It is muddy.
Now to Iran, where state-run TV was airing a live broadcast when an Israeli strike hit the studio. The BBC's John Shea has it.
The headquarters of Iranian state television has suffered a direct hit from an Israeli missile as the IDF continues its bombardment of Tehran. A live program was briefly interrupted. The state broadcaster said a number of its staff were wounded.
A mess in Paris for visitors. The most popular museum is closed due to protests from workers.
Employees at the Louvre complain of understaffing and untenable working conditions in what is the most visited museum in the world. This morning, they simply refuse to open the doors. Some of those issues are to be addressed in a planned renovation, but employees say they can't wait 10 years. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
To Southern California, where thousands of Spectrum customers reported outages after fiber optics lines were cut by vandals. The company says the would-be thieves were looking in the wrong place for copper, the precious metal sought for resale. Spectrum is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to whoever is responsible. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Estimates have about 2,000 protesters gathering over the weekend in Racine and Kenosha counties. Saturday saw people getting together in Kenosha's Civic Center Park, and in Mount Pleasant, people were appealing to drivers at the busy 31 and 20 intersection. To see images of the Racine rally, check out RacineCountyEye.com. There's something new inside the city of Racine's vending machines, gun locks. The city's latest public health push offers free gun locks through the existing vending machines throughout the city. The initiative, led by the Public Health and Community Safety Departments, also provides Narcan and fentanyl test strips. City leaders say the goal is to make essential safety tools more accessible. The current machines can be found at the Transit Center, the Library, and the Bryant Community Center. You may want to spend the week gathering garbage. The city of Racine is hosting a free appliance and electronics drop-off event for residents Saturday. From 10 to 3, you can bring old tires, TVs, microwaves, and appliances to the former Jacobson site on South Memorial Drive. Proof of residency is required. The event is for city of Racine residents only. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won 4 in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just 1 run through 6 innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. He's just, we've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. With humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up in the next half hour, Starman. We're going to talk with my elder child, Teddy. And he always talks to us about all things outer space and something, I don't know, something about the sun he wants to talk to you about. So we'll do that with my elder child, Teddy, coming up in the next half hour on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
took to fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Jim Croce, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Well, we're having a little fun at WRJN.com. We've got a new weekly poll question up there. It's nothing heavy, nothing political, nothing like that. Just looking for opinions with a fun twist. Look for You're the Judge at WRJN.com. It's all brought to you by Hogg Lawyers at 888-999-6644. It's You're the Judge at WRJN.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
The wait is over. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is having its grand opening on June 17th at 10 a.m., and you're invited. Be one of the first 50 people in line and score a free combo meal. That's a cheesesteak, fries, and a drink on the house. Located at 4700 Washington Avenue, Charlie's is bringing the heat with fresh grilled cheesesteaks, loaded gourmet fries, and real deal flavor. Doors open at 10 sharp. Come hungry and come early. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now grilling in Racine.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Presley, Jailhouse Rock on WRJN. Of course, that song was used in the film of the same name, but the film was originally called Ghost of a Chance. But after the song was recorded, it was clear it was going to be a hit, so the movie was renamed.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where you can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen tomorrow morning. Don will have with him Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, to talk about the latest issue. I always love hearing Mike Bino on the air with Don. That's tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Estimates have about 2,000 protesters gathering over the weekend in Racine and Kenosha counties. Saturday saw people getting together in Kenosha's Civic Center Park and in Mount Pleasant. People were appealing to drivers at the busy 31 and 20 intersection. To see images of the Racine rally, check out RacineCountyEye.com. Free gun locks are the latest items you'll see in Racine's public health vending machines. They join Narcan and fentanyl test strips as part of a broader push to make some items more available. The free items can be found 24/7 at the Racine Public Library, at the Bryant Community Center, and at the Transit Center. You may want to spend the week gathering garbage. The City of Racine is hosting a free appliance and electronics drop-off event for residents Saturday. From 10 to 3, you can bring old tires, TVs, microwaves, and appliances to the former Jacobson site on South Memorial Drive. Proof of residency is required. The event is for City of Racine residents only. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. Humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN. Ooga. hookah, chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling
hookah, hookah,
deep inside of me.
Chaka, hookah, hookah,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 chaka, hookah.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling. And I'm high on believing.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJM.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman.
Anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
You and I were having a conversation yesterday off the air, and so I'm sure this will just kind of be a repeat of that conversation, but you were telling us something about the sun. Well, go ahead and tell our listeners. So there's something new about the sun.
Well, not necessarily new about the sun itself, but something new that we've seen about the sun.
Right.
We have, for the first time, gotten a picture of one of the poles of the sun. So the sun, like the Earth, is spinning, and we look at it. We're basically looking at the sun's equator, and we've never seen what the North Pole or the South Pole of the sun looks like until now.
And it's because we sent a probe or something?
Yes, it's called the Solar Orbiter. Pretty basic name. And this is a joint mission between the European Space Agency and NASA. And it has been flying out in space for about 5 years now.
It took that long to get to the sun? 5 years?
No. So what's been happening is it started going around the equator like the rest of it. But every few years, it flies by Venus and it tilts it around the sun more and more every time it flies by Venus. So it was finally tilted enough to be able to see the poles of the sun. And as the years go on, it'll get more and more into an orbit where it is going more and more over the poles.
All right. So as I picture it, it was flying, let's say, east-west kind of around the sun. And now it's not perfectly north-south, but it's more in a north-south.
It's getting closer and closer to north-south. Yes.
All right. So it took pictures of the poles for the first time, but surely we've had orbiters around the sun before. Why have we never had pictures before?
Well, all the other orbiters that we've sent have still just been in this sort of east-west orientation that you're talking about. The only other time that we have sent something above the poles of the sun was the Ulysses spacecraft, which was a spacecraft which didn't have cameras.
That seems kind of short-sighted.
Well, the Ulysses mission was designed to study magnetic fields and all that sort of stuff. And I like to say one of the big things about space is every single, you know, ounce of weight you put onto a spacecraft matters, because, you know, it's hard to launch stuff up there. And every ounce you put on a rocket, you need more than more than 1 ounce of fuel to help you get up there.
Yeah, I've often heard that most of the fuel used to launch a rocket is to lift the fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100% correct on that. So, you know, it was designed, you know, to pack as much scientific equipment in there as possible, and we weren't looking to get images at that point.
The question I asked you yesterday when we were talking about this off the air, and I think I knew what the response was going to be. The question I asked you was, so these new pictures of the pole, does it just look like the sun?
It looks a bit like the sun, yeah. Yep, but it is the first time that we've seen it. You know, I like to say it's a bit like getting pictures of the ocean floor that you've never seen before. It looks like the ocean floor. It's just more of it that you haven't seen before.
Yeah. Well, presumably they'll get some sort of information from these pictures, I would think.
Yeah, the sun is really interesting in that every 11 years, its poles flip. So the North Pole becomes the South Pole, and the South Pole becomes the North Pole. And so by studying the poles, we're really close to that flip happening. So studying these poles as that's happening is going to be pretty interesting.
All right, fun. Anything else we should know about this? It's interesting stuff. I got to go look up a picture of it. I presume there's a picture of this available.
Yep, if you look up the solar orbiter picture, you'll be able to find it, no problem.
All right, there's Starman, Teddy Volman, and I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. Answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the
you
Elton John on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Coming up after 5, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. 3 great songs from one great year, and today we feature the class of 1962. We'll also give you some of the fun memories and big news stories of that year. So join us for the 5 o'clock class reunion coming up here just after the top of the hour on WRJN.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Saving
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, then the 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year. Today, we'll feature the class of 1962. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The man who killed a Minnesota state rep and wounded a state senator, police say, is back behind bars after making his first court appearance. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
57-year-old Vance Belter appeared briefly in federal court for the first time since being arrested late last night, charged with four counts of murder. He's being held on a $5 million bond. The judge set his next hearing for June 27.
The FBI says he visited the homes of two other elected officials that night, acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
He researched his victims and their families. He used the internet and other tools to find their addresses and names. The names of the family members. He conducted surveillance of their homes.
CBS's Nicole Killian on a heightened police presence now for political figures.
We do know that extra security is being provided to some members of Congress, particularly the Minnesota delegation. Senator Klobuchar saying that she was provided with additional security without her request. So that is something that we are seeing now.
Klobuchar was at a dinner with Minnesota Rep. Melissa Hortman hours before she was killed. It is now midnight in Israel after a fourth day of missile strikes between that country and Iran. Israel is urging residents and visitors to leave Tehran immediately. CBS's Natalie Brand says civilian deaths are being reported from both sides.
In Iran, video shows the moment Iran State TV says its broadcast was interrupted by